We've been talking about the gospel of the kingdom, and it's accompanied with signs, wonders, miracles, because it is actually demonstrating Christ's authority over the evil one. There's two opposing kingdoms, kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of God's dear son. And Jesus said, if a strong man comes and overtakes, he's stronger than the strong man and he overtakes the strong man, he'll spoil his good. He'll spoil his goods. He says, if I by the finger of God cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Jesus demonstrated his authority over darkness as he called people to repent and turn from their sins and come under the authority of God. And he proved and demonstrated his authority and power to forgive sins and to come under his authority and have your sins washed away by his blood. And he demonstrated all of those things through his signs and his wonders and his miracles. And I said the only message that Jesus proclaimed was the kingdom of God. And everything that he taught centered around that focus of the kingdom of God. Then he commanded also the 12. And he said, and he gave, and they watched him and they preached what he preached. They preached the kingdom. They preached repentance. And they cast out demons and they healed the sick. And he said, it's not enough. The problem is not the harvest. The problem is we don't have enough workers. So he called the 70 and he called various others and he commissioned them to preach the kingdom of God. And that's what he's commissioned us today. Now we're going to look at today for a few moments because some people really get confused and think the Apostle Paul has a brand new message that's different from Jesus. Let me tell you something. The Bible tells us that it was Jesus that first began to speak the message of salvation. It wasn't the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul got his understanding of the gospel through the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to look at that for a few moments, and then we'll go from there. So let's go to right now to Acts chapter 19 and verse 8. We're going through the book of Acts and seeing what the message is that the apostles preached and how people responded to it. And in Acts 19 and verse 8, it says that Paul went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for the space of 3 months. For 3 months, he went into the Jewish synagogues and there he preached. And it said he disputed and persuaded those Jews the things concerning the kingdom of God, that Jesus is the Messiah that had been promised hundreds of years ago in the book of Isaiah, goes all the way back to the book of Daniel about the kingdom, having an everlasting kingdom and the saints of the Most High being in that kingdom. It's all through the Old Testament and into the New. And now we see the preaching of Paul. And as he goes on his missionary journeys, he goes to the Jews first. He takes the gospel to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. And the message is the kingdom of God. And when Paul was dealing with the Gentile people, he spoke of it more in a Gentile way because they didn't use king and kingdom, but they used Caesar as Lord. And so he said, no, Jesus is Lord. He is king. He is master. He is ruler. So he's saying here in Acts chapter 19, verse 8, for 3 whole months, he goes into the Jewish synagogues and there he disputes. There he argues the case that Jesus is this Messiah that you have been looking for hundreds and hundreds of years. And he persuaded them concerning the kingdom of God from the Old Testament scriptures. And then we see Paul's commission from Jesus Christ himself in Acts 26:18, that Jesus said, you're going to be used, Paul, to open people's eyes, to turn them. There's a turn from something into something, to turn them from darkness to light. We could say it this way, to turn them from their sin and turn them to righteousness, to turn them unto the Lord. And also to turn them from the power, it says here in Acts 26:18, from the power and authority of Satan unto the power and authority of God. So we're turning from one kingdom to the other. You know, some people think, oh, it's all of grace. I'm under no law. I'm under no restrictions whatsoever. But no, you're either under one authority or another. You cannot serve two masters. You're going to serve somebody. You're either serving under the servitude of the kingdom of darkness, or you are serving under the servitude of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And when a person makes that turn from the authority or power of Satan into God, it says here at Acts 26:18 that they are offered this free gift of the forgiveness of their sins, and they are offered an inheritance among all the people that have been set apart to God through their faith in Jesus. Now we're going to look at Acts chapter 28, and we see Acts chapter 28 and verse 23. The Apostle Paul is under Roman arrest. He's on his way to Rome to stand trial before Caesar because the Jews wanted to set up a mock trial and kill the Apostle Paul. So he appealed to Caesar as he had the right to because he was a Roman citizen, and he's on his way to Rome, and he's under house arrest, but he has liberty and he has favor with the Roman authority. And it says here in Acts 28:23, and when they had appointed him a day, that's talking about the Jews coming to hear the message of the gospel of the kingdom through the Apostle Paul, there came many to him and to his lodging, and to Paul's lodging, and whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading those Jews concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning till evening. I want you to think about this, because we have to kind of change our concept of evangelism. You know, we've got four verses out of Romans. You twist somebody's arm, you try to get them to say a prayer or whatever. This is not what we're seeing here. What we're seeing here is the Apostle Paul taking the Word of God. The Old Testament is what the Jewish people had and what they used and what the early church had. And Paul sat down with those Jewish people, and it says that he persuaded them. That means to show from the Scripture things that caused them to believe. To believe what? Out of the prophets and out of the law of Moses, that Jesus was the fulfillment of this Christ, this anointed one, this king that was going to come. And he persuaded them to put faith in Jesus as the Messiah, and to follow him and to entrust themselves to him. And it says that he persuaded them out of the Scriptures, out of the law of Moses, and out of the prophets, from morning till evening. Now, I want you to think about that. That's not exactly like the four spiritual laws, and you're trying to microwave somebody into the kingdom of God. From morning till evening, that's probably from 4 to 6 hours, took the Word of God and went through the Word of God from morning to evening. This is why Jesus is the Messiah. This is why you need to entrust yourself to him. This is why he's from the lineage of David. This is the one that Isaiah's talking about. This is the one that Daniel's talking about. This is the one out of the Psalms that cried out, "My God, my God." This is the one that rose again from the dead and sat on the right hand of God. Out of Psalms 110, verse 1, you'll see his resurrection. And from morning to evening, from 4 to 6 hours, and at that point, from 4 to 6 hours, as he persuaded them concerning the Scriptures, it says in verse 24 of Acts 28, and some believed the things which were spoken, and some did not. You know, my concept of discipleship changed several years ago when I was reading Matthew 28, and it said, Jesus said, go into all the world and make disciples of the nations. Okay? Who's the nations? All people groups, different languages, different cultures from different places. That was totally foreign to my concept and most people's concept in the 20th century church in America. We put people under pressure like a car salesman. We get them to respond, to repeat this after me and do something real quickly. And many, 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 many times it's not a heart turn to God. And I was reading Matthew 28, and Jesus said to disciple the nations. So when I understood what that meant, I mean, start discipling, giving the claims of Christ to the unbeliever. Not to the believer, not to the one that you think's a believer, and now you're starting a discipleship process, but to the unbeliever. And as you go in and begin to, like Paul did, give them the claims of Christ from morning till evening, from 4 to 6 hours, usually after several weeks in a person's home, and you explain to them, you know, what it means to follow Jesus and what it meant that he died on the cross and what it means to respond to that gospel and so on and so forth, and what it means to be a follower of him and a disciple. And then in that process, when they make a turn, Jesus said, then baptize them after repentance and faith, then baptize them. And then continue discipleship by teaching them to do, not to know by knowledge, but to do all the things that Jesus commanded. And so we need to rethink all of our understanding about discipleship and making disciples. And it said from after 4 to 6 hours, from morning to evening, some believed the things were spoken and some did not. There was a division. Some became followers of Jesus at that point, and then some did not. Verse 28, be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent into the Gentiles, and they will hear it. When we're talking about the kingdom of God, we're not talking about a future time in the millennial that has nothing to do with you today and all this. It says that if you Jews will not hear this teaching of the kingdom of God and the gospel of the kingdom, behold, I turn to the Gentiles, and the salvation of God will be sent to the Gentiles. We're talking about salvation here. But most of us don't even understand the concept of the kingdom. And no wonder our evangelism is shallow. No wonder our discipling is so shallow. Because we're trying to convince sinners that they're saved a lot of times when they're not saved. And let's just go on and read here. It says, and Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house. Wow. He was on his way to Rome, but he was spent 2 years in his hired house or quarters, and received all that came into him, Acts 28:31, preaching the kingdom of God, the rule of God, the reign of God. He is the Messiah, the King, and teaching those things which concern the Lord, our Master, Jesus, our Savior, and Christos, our King. Teaching those things that concerned the Lord Jesus Christ, preaching the kingdom of God with all confidence, and no man forbade him. Now that was the preaching and teaching of Paul. And we have watered it down so much that, you know, it's just really a shame what we've done. So what is the commission to all believers? What is the commission? Luke 16:16, it says this, the law and the prophets of the Old Testament were until the time of John the Baptist. But since the time of John the Baptist, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God is preached. It's present tense in the Greek. It means it's preached and it continues to be preached, and every man presseth into it. That means to apply force, and it's in the present tense, to apply force and to continue to apply force. Every man is pressing into it because we have a resistance, and it's called the kingdom of darkness. So what kingdom are you in today? Whose authority are you under? Or did you not even know that you were under any authority? See, so much of our evangelism and presentation of Jesus, we bring people not under any authority of anybody. And so because of that, people lack repentance. They go on their own way. And when we try to convince them, well, you're a Christian, you said a prayer, and so on and so forth. Matthew 24:14. This is the commission for all believers. And this gospel of the kingdom, God's rule, and God's reign shall be preached and continue to be preached, will be preached in all the world for a witness. Not everybody will listen. Some will hear, and some will believe and continue in faith, and some will not. For this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, all people groups, all nationalities, and then the end shall come. You know, one day I was walking down the street and I saw some Jehovah's Witnesses, and a Jehovah's Witness approached me, or I approached him, I don't know which. But he said to me, he said, I want to ask you a question. He says, who is preaching the gospel of the kingdom? Is it the Baptist? Is it the Assemblies of God? Is it the Presbyterian? Is it the Nazarene? Is it the Pentecostals? Who is preaching the gospel of the kingdom and going to every person, every individual in all the world? And you know what? I said, hey, you got me. You got me. You know, in the last couple of weeks, I've been accused twice of being a Jehovah's Witness because I told people about Jesus. Because you know what? Evangelicals don't tell people about Jesus. Church members don't tell people about Jesus. People from most of our denominations hide their Christianity behind four walls and remain there. And no wonder the churches seem so dead. And we wonder, like, is this all it's about? Is just to go and get information? No, Jesus says, I've commissioned you, I've given you authority, and I've given you power to be my witness. And where's your mission field? Jerusalem, wherever you live. Judea, your state. Judea, the United States, if you're in the United States. And then all the world. And only when that takes place will the end come. Now, I'm not saying that Jehovah's Witnesses and their theology are right. I'm saying that they've got the right idea. Send an army out and quit sending the general. The general being our pastor, our clergy. We need a reformation of the church. And I want you to consider these truths today. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.